Now, what about like another one, like, well, the one that would be in charge of the ship, like in the Navy, what would they call?
He'd be captain.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear like that title captain used in any other way? Like on a, or like a railroad gang or anything?
Sometimes it is used.
And what about the man who presides over a trial? Sits up in that, at the court, you know,
The judge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, a child in school would be a
student.
Mm-hmm. A person that a businessman has that does typing and looks after the correspondence and all, be like, they call his.
He'd be an editor, I suppose, right?
Yeah, and maybe be an editor. And then sometimes if you have one who's, if it's a, let's say, a woman who just, you know, like schedules appointments and all that, what would you call that? Like a secretary or something like
that? Several different things that could apply to her, but I don't know which one would be proper.
Okay. Now, a man on the stage, a man who acts in plays and things like that would be called an actor.
Yeah.
Now, a woman who does that would be called what?
Actress.
And then, anybody that's born in America is called what? In the United States, it's called? Like if you said you're born here, you say, well, I am an
American citizen.
Right. Now, around here, they don't have very many people with black skin around here, do they?
Well,
that
one.
Is that all? How do you refer around here to people with black skin?
Well, we call them colored folk,
Mm-hmm.
But he don't care what you call him.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's as good a man as he is now, Jay. He's a religious man.
Mm-hmm.
And he raised a family of children up here 2 miles from town.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent them to colored schools, and they're all in business of their own now, and doing well.
Well, any other names that you have? Sometimes, you know, when people are kind of being mean and they refer to colored people, what do they call them?
But nobody does him that way. Everybody,
they wouldn't do that to him.
Everybody speaks well of him.
Oh, do they?
They do.
They do,
and
really?
I've worked in the woods with his brothers, and they never had no bit of budgets about me.
Mm-hmm.
They never spoke a harm word to me, and they'd watch me, and I was getting in a sort of a rough place, and he was right there ready to help, and I liked them.
They were really fine people.
They are now.
Yeah, well, referring to their race, you might say that they didn't, you know, you said that they were colored. Now, talking about your own race, you would say you were
white.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the difference is, isn't it? I'm just white and black, and the black's on the outside, and you know,
that's
put
right.
The niggers in the, and it's on the inside, but not to the white.
Yeah.
Black is.
Mm-hmm.
And the niggers are on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
We had good niggers, all of them here, and they used to have their church up here.
Mm-hmm.
The little church is still standing, but I don't think they have services. White folks from all over the county go up there and hear the Bibles,
mm-hmm.
and they enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, sometimes there'd be talking about white people that are real, real poor and kind of sorry and low down. What would you call them?
Well, we call them vagabonds around here.
Call them what now?
Vagabonds.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we know they've had opportunities if they would have been took.
Yeah. And another type, sometimes a person that lived way, way back, that you couldn't hardly get up to where they live, way off from everybody else, way up in the hills. What would you call somebody like that? You should never, you'd hardly ever see anybody.